8FM.
Now, have you ever thought about playing the ukulele? If you have, then the best place to go is Dukesfest on Saturday the 26th of July at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. More about that in just a couple of minutes with my guests, the guys from Dukes, the finest ukulele band in the land. But we're going to kick off with a track from Dukes that was recorded live at our Phoenix Fridays event back in February of this year. It's a track called Folsom Prison Blues, live from Dukes.
Okay, time for you to participate. We want you to go, woo, woo. Whenever you see me do this, can I have a practice session now? Woo, woo! Everybody, up three, one, two, three! Woo, woo! Thank you.
Well, I hear that train a-coming, trolling round the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, baby. Train keeps on rolling, whoa, whoa, on down to San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. Oh, shot a man in Reno, yeah, just to watch him die. Oh, the train keeps on rolling.
Take it away, Dave.
Yes, the fantastic Dukes performing live at our Phoenix Fridays event back in February. Now, after a successful show with a standing ovation at the Colchester Arts Centre, Dukes' next concert is at the prestigious Queen's Theatre Hornchurch on Saturday the 26th of July. Before the concert at 12 noon, the doors of the Queen's Theatre are being flung open to welcome ukulele lovers to Dukesfest. Organised by Dukes, it's an afternoon of fun and learning which features several Carol Ukulele X, stalls, a beginner's workshop, and a jam session to round off the afternoon. And best of all, it's absolutely free to get in. And here to tell us all about Duke's Fest and everything they've been up to lately are members of the ukulele band Duke's. Hi, guys.
Hiya. Hiya.
Good afternoon to you. Now, we've got Brian Smith, Hazel Smith, John Mattock, and Neil Young. Sorry, I mean Dave Warren. We'll talk a bit about Neil Young later. Sorry, Dave.
Now, I've heard it before.
Yeah. Now, since we spoke back in March, just after you performed at the Felix Friday gig, you've been very busy with concerts, and thanks to Hazel's excellent blog on your website, I've been keeping tabs on you. So let's go back to March, shall we? Now, the weekend you came into the studio, you came in on Thursday the 13th of March. That weekend was particularly busy for you. You had a theatre performance at Witham Public Hall. You can't remember, can you? But the one I'm more interested in was the following day. You were in Romford, busking in South Street to support the Marie Curie Daffodil Appeal.
Now, come on,
I know you're getting on a bit, but
that was a nice afternoon. The weather was good. We was in South Street. They raised quite a bit of money.
Yeah.
And we was also able to promote our gig that we were doing the next week at the Brookside Theatre.
That's right.
So it was a good afternoon.
Okay. Mm. What I particularly want to know about is something about a municipal toilet. Hazel knows what I'm talking about. It was the first time you and Joe sung Waterloo opposite a municipal loo.
That's right, and the toilet flung open at the very opportune moment.
I'm tempted to say, did it go down well? But I think we'll leave that alone.
Yeah. Flushed with our success.
Yes. Yes, and the following week you were at the Brookside Theatre in Romford. Now, you know, I hadn't actually heard of that theatre until you mentioned it last time you were with us. It's a little community theatre. How did that go that night?
That was very good as well. Yeah. Fantastic light show there.
Right.
It's a small theatre, and we came on from the back with the audience in, and there was flashing lights and a lovely backdrop of pictures. What they'd put together for us was a light show around our set. So the backdrop reflected the song we were singing, which was really good.
Right.
So when we did Bonfire Heart, there was a sort of a ukulele at the bottom of the picture, as it was all the time. But over the top of that, there was a big flaming heart.
Fantastic. Fantastic. How do they do that?
They're very clever, these Romford people. Very clever.
Now, we're missing some people today, haven't we? There's four of you. Who are we missing? We better give them a mention.
Yeah, we're missing Joe. Hello, Joe, if you're listening. And we're missing Phil.
Yeah.
Who's the other one?
Who's the other one? Yeah. Begins with M.
Yeah.
I'm tempted to say Michael. No, Martin.
Martin.
He will be listening. This
yes,
is why I'm working
Martin.
Hard.
Yeah. Mike will be listening as well. That sound
Mike. Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Nobby.
Yes.
Mustn't
yeah.
Mike
forget
Mike.
Mike
will be the same person.
Mike's a vital member of your team, isn't he?
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
He mixes the sound for yes. you. Now, Martin and John also have been helping out in Hornchurch with some workshops in a music shop, haven't you? It's a learn to play day that you've been doing.
That's right. It was a national learn to play day for the music industry.
Yeah.
A lot of shops participated. East Coast Music in Hornchurch Road, they asked us would we come in and run some a couple of workshops, which we did. And it did attract, it was only a small room, but we did attract two workshops, about 30 people.
Very good.
And mainly families, you know, mum and dad and
so
children.
You're spreading the ukulele message far and wide,
true.
Aren't
yeah.
you? Yeah. Now, what else have we got here? Let's talk about the Tour de France. You didn't actually compete in it, did you?
No, we did submit an application, but...
we did wear the yellow jerseys, though.
We did, yes. Yeah. That's right. We were prepared. And we had a unicycle as well.
Right.
We didn't realise you had to have two wheels on your bicycle. So, yeah, it's fantastic fun. It's on Monday. It's when the actual whole race was going from Cambridge all the way down to the Mall in London. But it did fly, I do mean literally, or almost literally fly through Chelmsford. Although the cyclists only took about 5 minutes to go through, we were there for the day, as were thousands of other people. And we performed to the backs of about 1,000 people.
Wow.
And they clapped and occasionally turned their heads around. But they did, they really enjoyed it. They loved it. And people came up to us afterwards and said, you made our day and all this sort of thing.
Yeah.
And I said, thanks a lot for coming to see us. And it was great that the cyclists were there as well.
And in fact, there were three little boys, I think three or four little boys, about seven.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
they came up and gave us 30p.
Ah, right. Fantastic. And of course, we should mention, of course, your Jukulele Festival this year. It's the third one this year, wasn't it, I think?
Third time, yeah.
Yeah, how did it all go?
I think it was as successful as ever, really.
We had
a good crowd in the afternoon, and again, we did the concert in the evening at the Cranbourne, which had sold out a long time ago. So, another great day. Yeah, we do enjoy these all-day events.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm. Well, it's the range of things that you do that appeals to me, and you're always trying to give something back, aren't you? You're trying to get more and more people involved in the ukulele, and... good on you. Yeah. Good on you. Right, come on, Dave. What's the Neil Young thing? Tell us what happened.
It's absolutely nothing to do with me. It's people who come up to me and think I'm Neil Young. It first happened, I've got a Canadian cousin. Neil Young is Canadian, of course.
Yeah.
And I've got a Canadian cousin who, first of all, to my knowledge, recognised me as looking like Neil Young. But ever since, every few months, somebody... asks me to perform Heart of Gold, and I say, or Like a Hurricane,
well,
or the entire Harvest album.
Well, I got some pictures of Neil Young up on my laptop yesterday, and I compared them with you. And I'm sorry, but I just don't see it. You're far too svelte, let's say.
I've been told I also look like John Malkovich.
Oh, okay.
When I'm not wearing the hat. And when I was younger, people used to mistake me either for Richard Branson or Bob Harris. I'm not flattered by any of this.
No, I can see the Richard Branson thing, yeah.
Oh, I can see the Bob Harris.
It's strange, isn't it?
It's not the size of me wallet.
Okay, guys, right. Well, really what you're here to talk about is what's happening at the Queen's Theatre in a couple of weeks' time. We'll come on to that in a minute, but first of all, I think we ought to hear another track from Jukes. We've got a few adverts, a couple of things we've got to do, but we'll be back with Jukes very shortly after we've heard A Message to You, Rudy.
To you, Rudy. Hey! This is Phoenix 98 FM. 98 FM.
It's 1, 2, 3 with me, Bob, and I'm in the studio with Jukes. Whee! Hello again, guys. Now, you're here mainly to talk about Jukes Fest, and this is at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. It's a family-friendly festival, a good place to meet up with other uke enthusiasts and have a jam, and there'll be an open mic session, and you've got some artists performing on the day as well. Yeah, can you tell us about them? Who's coming?
Well, we've got a number of artists, bands and soloists. Got three from Essex: Chantelle Pasquale, Kiss Me Quick from Southend, and We Are Seven. They're all Essex-based. A couple of London acts: Tristy Vogue and Ukulele, and a couple of Hertfordshire acts: The Fog and Ukes of Hazard. And also a trio, a girl trio from Dartford's coming over, Artemis.
Right.
So they're all coming from all different places.
Their acts all involve the ukulele, yeah?
Yeah. None of them have performed at one of our festivals before, with the exception of Kiss Me Quick's Wendy Solomon. She has performed before. She has supported us in the early days.
Right.
She's part of that group from Southend. But these are all new ones with people we've met at different times.
You're getting lots of competition now, aren't you? You're spreading the word so well, you're going to end up out of work. So, Dave, give us a rundown of what's going to happen at Jukes Fest.
Well, these acts are going to be the backbone of the afternoon. So they're going to be on from just after 12 right through to the end. But spread out throughout the afternoon, there will be the other things you've mentioned, like the workshops for beginners and the jam session. And, of course, the stalls which will be there selling ukuleles. And Brian and Hazel will have their information stall there for people who need timetables for trains to London.
And about the ukulele.
And so there'll be a whole variety of stuff. So that's why it's really for the whole family. And, there'll be, as I say, more than one thing going on at a time as well, which is... always makes it more interesting.
Fantastic. And it's absolutely free.
It is, yeah, thanks to the Hornchurch Queen's Theatre. Thank you very much. And they've also got a cafe in the far end of the foyer, which is open, of course, for everyone to refresh themselves. It's not that far from Sainsbury's as well. I mentioned that. There are other supermarkets nearby.
Available. Yes.
We've also got two Hornchurch music shops, Advanced Music and East Coast Music, both come along to have stalls, and also a specialist ukulele maker, Noah Ukuleles.
Right.
They're going to have a stall there.
So,
and they're handmade ukuleles. So it's something for everybody.
It's a great afternoon of fun and music for all the family.
I think, and one of the great things is that if you really want to make a day of it, there are lots of restaurants around Hornchurch.
Yep.
And come to the festival in the afternoon, go and have a meal somewhere, and then come and see Jukes in the evening.
Yes.
Of course, we're doing our thing on the stage. We'll clear out all the festival paraphernalia, get all the chairs out.
Yeah. And... which I can heartily recommend for a great evening's entertainment with Jukes. And a good laugh.
We'll ask Bob one day if he's actually seen us.
Yes. You know I've seen you several times. Tickets for the evening show, which starts at 8 o'clock, are £10.50. And you can get them from the box office on 01708 443333 or online at the Queen's Theatre's website. Now, how about finding out more about Jukes and the Jukes Fest event? Where can people go for that?
Well, we've got the website. That's probably the best place for the most information. www.d-ukes.co.uk,
yep.
Or just Google Jukes with an apostrophe, and it'll come up pretty quickly on the first page. We've got the on Facebook, I'm a Jukes supporter. If you were to join that... and we've got absolutely hundreds of people now who have joined. You will be occasionally, not too often, sent an update on what's coming up in our careers,
right?
In our gig portfolio, and you'll find out from that. Also, if you want to follow us on Twitter, you get the. Little tweets now.
Fantastic.
Again as well.
Okay. So, what's coming up for you in the future after the Hornchurch gig?
I
hear a little rumour about another connection with Phoenix FM, actually.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, we've got the, is it the 26th of September, I think it is, just after my birthday.
Oh, right.
So, yeah, Phoenix Fridays, yes.
Excellent.
Another one of those.
Yeah, we've also got quite a lot as well before we do
them. Even though we do these theatre gigs, which are kind of our main sort of annual cycle of theatre concerts, we do an awful lot of charity gigs, private parties and weddings. We've got a couple of gigs this weekend coming up in Southend and Little Canfield where people can come along and see us. Smaller outdoor sort of events as well, so that's right. And Cambridge Rock Festival.
Whoa.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, sounds great.
That's in August. All on the website.
Yes, right. Well, Dukes, keep up the good work. So Brian Smith, Hazel Smith, John Mattock, Dave Warren.
And Neil Young.
Thank you so much for coming in today. And good luck with Duke's Fest at the Queen's Theatre in Hornchurch. And I'm sure we'll see you again soon. But just to remind ourselves once again of the great performance of the great Dukes, we've got another live track from our Phoenix Friday. This is One Day Like This.
I see the light. Yeah.
yes, the sound of the audience enjoying the fabulous Jukes there.